Thanks for joining us today. And if you've never tuned in before and you've never been online with us before, then it's so good to have you and so good to see you. And make sure to connect with us. Send us an email, send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Well, this last few weeks, we've been talking a lot about living in the real world. And today we're going to do part three. We've done part one, we've done part two, and we're going to do part three. And today we're going to talk about living free from worry. How good does that sound? What about living a life free from worry? What does God say? What does your life look like when it comes to worry? And I want to pray today that God would speak to you and that the Holy Spirit would speak mightily into your heart. But how do you live free from worry? I remember years ago us having this book in the house, and this is what the title was: 90% of the things that you worry about never happen. Isn't it incredible? And yet we still have a fascination for worrying. We all kind of do it. I don't know if you're the same as me, but I do it all the time. I'm like, I shouldn't worry, but I do worry. And then I worry when I'm not worrying, and I'm worried because I am worried. And it's just this incredible cycle of worry, worry, worry. And yet I know it does no good. It's like those times when you come home and you're like biting at your nails, and you're like, I don't even know why I'm biting at my nails. But then you start to pause and realize, oh, I'm worrying about something. But I wonder, can we live worry free? I wonder, is it possible to live worry-free? And I wrote down three quick things that I'd love us to think about today when we talk about worry. Is that, how do we stop it? Number one, how do we stop it? Number two, can we beat it? And number three, what can we do instead? Like, is there anything else that we can do instead of worry? Because it feels like worry is our nature. It's like our default. It's like what we do all of the time. And I want to encourage you that it doesn't have to be, that we can break free from worry and that we can have a worry-free life. And it doesn't mean it really is the amen, but we can be free from worry. So come on, let's just think about worry, because worry is always different for each person. For you, it might be, yeah, you bite your nails loads and you're like, I don't even know why I do it, but I must be worried about something. Or it might be like you just worry and you start to overthink, and before you know it, it like robs you of your sleep, or it robs you of your focus. And that can attack a lot of us. Or for me, it's like I used to get these like butterflies in my tummy, you know, like sick tummy, and you're like, I don't even know why I'm nervous about this thing. I don't even know why I'm anxious. I don't even know why I'm worrying, but it just felt like I had no choice but to worry. Ever been there? I remember when I went and did my driving test years ago, and I just passed the test, but before that, I was so worried. I couldn't stop worrying the whole time. And by the end of the test, I was still so worried, even when I got the good news that it passed, and I signed my name, and I was like, you thought I was like 70 years old because I was so shaky. I was so nervous. And yet something good had just taken place. There's something about worry where it just seems to get a grip of us and it gets a hold of us. And I want to ask the question, can we live worry-free? Can we break free from worry? Worry can go deeper, can't it? It can go deeper where it starts to disable you. And you say to yourself, man, I really want to do this. I really want to go here, but I'm so worried. I feel disabled. And so I feel like I should just stay at home, or I feel I should go here, or I feel I should just stay put. It disables us. And there's something horrible about worry where it starts off innocent, like, oh, I'm just worried about a few wee things. It's not that big of a deal, until it becomes this thing in our lives where it's like just unmovable. It's just like it disables us. It makes us feel like we can't do anything. It's incredible where worry takes us. It can become our lifestyle. Maybe you're so used to worry that it's just everything you do. It's like every day of your life, every day, it's like there's some form of worry going on. It's like, I worry this time, I worry about this, I worry about that, I worry about my kids, worry about my work, worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. It's just worry, worry, worry. In fact, it's become your culture. And God says today, I want to help you to break free from worry. And here's what I find about worry, just to help us to worry a tiny bit more. No, I want us to break free from worry. But that worry has friends. You ever notice this? It's like you can't just worry on your own without anything else. It's like fear always comes. It's like a great friend of fear is, or a great friend of worry is fear. And then when fear comes, doubt comes. And then it's like, before you know it, then insecurity. And so what I find is that fear, that worry always hangs out with three other friends. It's like this, like the chosen four. It's like the Fantastic Four, and all they want to do is to get you down. It's to remove your kind of faith if you're a Christian today, or remove your kind of happy-go-lucky spirit if you're not a Christian today. And it's just like, I'm just trying to do life. But then worry comes, and it comes in the form of doubt, comes in the form of fear, comes in the form of insecurity. It comes in worry. And if you're not careful, it's like worry goes to doubt, and doubt goes to fear, and fear goes to insecurity, and it just cripples us. And then if you've managed to overcome those things, because maybe you know God, or maybe you've been praying, or you know, you've had a friend come around you and it's like, don't worry about it, come on, we're going to get through this, and you're feeling a bit better, then suddenly they're able to do this thing where they can transform. You ever remember years ago, Transformers? or like Power Rangers, and they would come together, and individually they could do amazing things, but they would come together and suddenly they were like, wow, they could do something spectacular. But this is what I find with worry, because I find it in my life. It's like worry, doubt, fear, insecurities. I'm like, okay, I can cope with all those things. And then suddenly they all come together. They're able to all morph together. And you know what happens instead then? It's like an anxiety monster. It's just like, wow, I thought I could conquer it when it was just those four things, but now it's this big thing. And before you know it, I'm starting to slip in into depression, and I'm feeling low, and I'm feeling like, oh, can I even keep going? And I'm feeling anxious over everything, and it's crippling my life, and I get to this dark place. It's crazy how it starts off with a simple bit of worry, and then before you know it, it's got to this monster of anxiety. But before we all get into a panic attack, or we all get into a place which is really horrible, let me tell you that we can kill that monster. We can kill that monster today, and we can bring it down. So if you're at home today, or you're watching, or you're tuning in, and you're like, I know the reality of panic attacks. That's what you're saying. I know the reality of feeling depressed. I know the reality of feeling like a dark space and a dark hole, and it's like, I can't get out of it. I want to bring you some good news today. We can kill that monster, and it starts off with attacking fear. It starts off by taking down fear, because when you think about it, every time there's worry hiding behind it, it's fear. Every time you've got doubts, every time there's anxiety, always behind it, the root behind it is always fear. It's like fear is like, what am I going to do? What's going to happen next? What happens? I'm out of control. I don't know what to do. And it's fear, 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 and it tries to control our lives. But here's the good news about fear. It has been beaten already, because love beats fear. And I want to give you the verse just to encourage your spirit and encourage your heart. 1 John 4:18 says this, there is no fear in love. Now, that's not, the writer hasn't wrote that at this moment in time or way back hundreds of years ago to give you anxiety right now. It's simply making a statement that when you know God's love, then fear has to go. It cannot be in the same space. Writer goes on to say, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and the one who fears is not made in perfect love. We've got to understand today that when we fear, it's because it's a punishment issue. But because of the cross, because of Jesus' perfect love, because of what God has done and how he sent his son Jesus, suddenly our punishment was paid. And this is the great news of the cross 2,000 years ago, that Jesus went and he defeated sin, defeated death, and he defeated fear, and love won. Love destroyed the works of the enemy. And so watch out when fear, when worry starts to come, when doubt starts to come, anxiety starts to come, that hiding behind all of that is fear. But I want to tell you, if you know Jesus and you know him and he has saved your life, then you can be rest assured in his perfect love. Because as it says there, his perfect love drives out fear. Jesus has destroyed the fear with his blood. He literally destroyed fear with his blood. It's incredible. That's what the cross did. And his love has now set us free from worry and doubt. It set us free from fear and doubt, worry and doubt, anxiety. It set us free from all of those things. And so if we're finding that today, if we're struggling with those things today, then we need to know that God loves us, and his perfect love drives it all away, and it transforms our life. That is great news. That is the news of the gospel. That's the news of Jesus. And so today, for a few moments, what I'd like us to do, we're going to read Matthew 6 in just a moment, but I want us to expose worry. Because I feel like worry exposes us in our lives all of the time. You know, it exposes, like, I thought my life was doing good, and then this thing came on me, and I started to worry, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm back to square one. Like, I thought I was doing really good, and then a bill came through, or an old relationship came through, or somebody phoned me up and told me news I wasn't prepared for, and it felt like everything was really good, but then I realized my life was just on a finely tuned balance, and once something too strong came, once something too big came, it pushed me off again, and I was back to square one, that dark pit. And here's what I find, again, it could be in your life because I've known it in my life, is like once you fall off again, or once you go to those places again, you remember every single time before, and it pushes you down further and further and further, and it can get you very quickly to a place of fear wins and love is not there. I want to tell you that perfect love drives out all fear. And as we're close to Jesus and remind ourselves of the good news of the gospel, and remind ourselves of the position that we have in Christ, and remind ourselves that Jesus has died for us, suddenly that love starts to rise. And it just all over again reminds us, no, 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 fear has not won. Love has won. So we're going to expose worry today. This is what we're going to do. Can we beat it? Absolutely. I totally believe it. The word's going to tell us in just a moment. But we're going to go to Matthew 6:25. And this is Jesus speaking, and he talks to his disciples, and literally the heading in my Bible for this is, do not worry. That sounds pretty good to me, and this is where we're going to start. It says this, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, or what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Jesus just told us, doesn't matter what it is, don't worry about anything. There is no legitimacy to worry at all. It's false all the way through. It's no good. Let's expose it. Worry is no friend of ours. Verse 28, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what should we eat, what should we drink, or what should we wear? For the pagans run after all of these things, but your heavenly Father knows what you need. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Wow. Just over and over again, Jesus said, do not worry. Now, he mentions food and drink and clothes, but Jesus doesn't mean directly like for us today what we'll eat or drink or clothes, because he knows most of us have those things sorted. Our biggest problem when it comes to clothes is, or when it comes to food or it comes to drink, it's like, oh, I'm just bored of what I've always had. We haven't got really a shortage. We just like different tastes. We just like different trends and different fads. And I'd love more wardrobe. I'd love more nice things in my wardrobe. I'd love to eat nicer things. I'd love to drink nicer things. But what he's simply saying is, those are the basic requirements of life. You need to eat and drink. You need clothes. These are everyday life practicalities. And he said, I'll take care of those. And how much more will I take care of every part of your life? God simply said, I'm in control of your life. I am here for you. I don't want you to worry. And I want to expose this worry that's going on in the kingdom at this point in time. And he wants to expose it in our hearts today. We are not to worry, because God has everything under control. Let me tell you that worry is worthless, isn't it? Worry is worthless. I want to give you five things today, real quick, of why worry is so worthless. Because it's just no good whatsoever. It's rubbish. Worry is rubbish. Number one, worry is stupid. Come on, don't be offended, but to worry is to be stupid. It's just not smart. I'm telling you, from a person who's been through lots of worrying and still even today fights worry, but I got to keep reminding myself of who I am in Christ. Because worrying is simply stupid. Here's what worry tells us we've got to do. Worry tells us that if we don't worry, things won't happen. Worry tells us that if we're not worrying, we're probably not taking it seriously. If you ever find that, it's like, oh, but like, if I'm really taking this thing seriously, I'll be worrying about it. I'm like, what? How did that ever get into our thinking? And yet it's true. Sometimes we say to ourselves, well, if this was really big deal to me, if I was really serious about this thing, I'd be worried about it. No, come on. Worry and seriousness don't go hand in hand. You can be serious about something and you're not worried about it. In fact, you shouldn't be worried about it, because God is with you and he will help you. But isn't it amazing how worry starts to make you to think stupid things? Like, I got to be worried about this. I got to be worried about that. I should really be worried about this. Like, I'll never see this thing happen if I don't worry about it. And God says, nonsense. Don't be silly. All right, I wrote down a couple extra things. And here's what I find that worry does. It steals our time. It consumes our mind. Verse 27 that we just read just says, can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Or maybe your translation says a single cubit to your height, like an extra inch or an extra centimeter. I mean, that'd be great, but it doesn't do it. Worry doesn't do any of that stuff. In fact, it steals our time. It steals our life. And if worry is your lifestyle, then it is stealing your life. I'm telling you, it is stealing your life. Worrying is not smart. Number one, worry is silly. Let's give it over to God. He's made us smarter than that, better than that. And so we give it over to him today, because number one, worry is being stupid. Worry is silly. Number two, worry is unnatural, yet it seems normal, isn't it? It's like a question that people ask you, are you worried about this? You know, you're just about to do something significant. And they're good friends, possibly. They're well-meaning. And they're like, are you worried about this? And you're like, no, not really. You're like, what? Are you sure? Like, are you sure you're not worried about it? You're like, no, but maybe I should be. Like, and they start to freak out because they have got to this this place of where worry is just normal. And so when you're not worrying about something, it freaks people out. It's like, wow, okay. Like, because we're so used to worrying, the fact that you're not worrying is making me worried. And God says, no. Worrying is not our norm. It's never meant to be our norm. In fact, where worry came from is from the fall. It came from sin. We were never meant to worry. How do we know this? Because it's not in nature. You just don't see anything in nature where you can see any animals or creatures. In fact, we're the only creatures that worry. Every other creature is pretty chill. It's like, you know, you ever came home to your like rabbit or dog or cat or whatever you've got at home, and they were sitting there all day long, like biting their toenails because they're so worried. You know, so worried that, you know, if they could speak, they were so worried that you wouldn't bring them home cat food or dog food. No, it's like they're glad to see you. They might have missed you, but they're definitely not worried because they don't have the capacity to worry. They don't have the capacity to worry. Maybe our problem is our thinking has allowed us to worry. We're too smart, which has made us silly because we're worrying. I want to tell you, worry does absolutely nothing. We were never made for it. It is so unnatural to us. And the only reason that worry is in us is because of sin. But if you've been born again in Christ, then your whole life has been changed. You're a new creation. That's the good news. You're a new creation in Christ. And so you have no longer any need to worry because God is with you. Matthew 6:26, like we've just said. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can I just pose a question? That maybe it's a question of value, and when you understand how valuable you are, you'll worry less. Please let me encourage your heart that Jesus says you're so valuable that he laid down his life for you. That means you are priceless. You are so beyond value. It's not even true. You are incredible. And don't let anything else or anyone else remove that value from your life. Jesus died to prove it. You are so valuable. Number three, worry has never achieved anything good. I mean, this is so true. It's like never achieved anything good. I mean, have you ever found yourself trying to accomplish something really positive and you tell yourself, I'm going to do an all-nighter of worrying. I'm going to spend all night on the sofa worrying, and by morning, I'm going to achieve loads of great things. Let me tell you, that has never, ever happened. It just never has. It's like, you know, I'm going to get a few friends together. We're going to do something great. Okay, what are you going to do? We're just going to worry all night about this thing. No, it's like it never accomplished anything great. Worry has never accomplished anything great. But I tell you what it has accomplished. It has accomplished robbing people of their time and their victory and the good things that they can do. And like being able to go and meet a friend and being able to go and do this job and be able to go here and there. It has robbed us of all of those things because worry takes away. It has never added. It has never added anything. Worry has never achieved anything good. In fact, I think it's killed people's lives in terms of years stolen, time stolen, taken away from them. Number four, worry is not our responsibility. I think this is so central, it's so core, and we got to think about this just for a moment. If we're Christians, if we know God, then he promises to take care of us. If you don't know God, then can I tell you that where your worry comes from most of the time, if not every time, is like external things. It's like a bill comes through. It's like, I could never do this. It's a thing in work. It's like, oh my goodness, I've got to accomplish this. If I don't, they're going to fire me. They're going to get rid of me. It's external things. And anytime the external becomes greater than what we can cope on the internal, or in other words, we don't feel like we have the capacity to do it, then we begin to worry. And I'm telling you, in our world, in our lives, there's things out there all of the time that are too much for us. And so therefore, unless you know God, you're never going to be able to beat worry. Because here's what God says, I've already overcome the world. I am your great provider. I have promised to take care of you. And this is why it's not our responsibility. You see, whenever the enemy or life can get us thinking that we've got to take control and we've got to sort this thing out, that's when worry comes. That's when I get worried. That's when I get scared because I know who I am. I know what I'm about. And I know that I'm not able to sort things. But when I remind myself of who I belong to and I remind myself of the promises of God, then suddenly worry has to disappear. Here's a few things. He's our provider. This is why you don't have to take responsibility for the bigger things of your life. God calls us to take responsibility in our lives, but through his strength. It's not alone. It is not alone. He is our provider. He is our sole provider, our main provider. He is our good Father. So we can trust him. He is good. He will not fail us. He will not let us down. He's in control of all things. In fact, there's never been a day that God's been out of control. Imagine that now for a moment and cross-reference that with you. Like, how many days have you felt like you're out of control? Maybe you feel out of control right now. then allow God's peace to come. Allow his promises to come and flood your heart, and allow him to speak mightily into your mind right now to tell you that I am in control and you can trust me. He takes care of us. He takes care of us. And for me, this is what I do. In times when I start to get worried, I go for perspective. And I think this is a great tool and a great practice for all of us. Go for perspective in the times when you're most concerned and you're most worried. You know, like those times where you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I feel like I'm about to be sick, and all I want to do is just run away. At those moments, you know what you want to do? Get some perspective. And here's the ultimate perspective, is the cross. Get the perspective of the cross to remind yourself, if Jesus could take care of that problem, he can take care of every problem. Because our worry comes from the problems that we think or cannot sort. But God has taken care of our biggest problem, which was sin. It was eternal salvation, and he has taken care of that problem. So if he has taken care of that, what could ever be too hard for him? Absolutely nothing. We don't have to try and take care of all of this stuff on our own. In fact, God says, give it all to me and I will take care of it for you. I will carry you. I will sustain you. I am you. I am your great provider. What an incredible God that we serve. If Jesus can defeat sin, then we can trust him with our lives. And I'd love us to just confess something over our hearts today. I'd love us just to confess something over our spirits, because look, there's all times there for all of us where there's times where we begin to worry and worry starts to overcome us, and we have to remind ourselves and we've got to put some good stuff in our hearts and in our minds. And here's what I want us to just speak over our hearts and speak over our lives. None of my problems are bigger than eternal salvation. Like none of my problems, none of your problems are bigger than eternal salvation. And if God was able to take care of eternal salvation, he can take care of every problem that you face. So there's no need to worry. Simply give it to him. There is no need to worry. And then the last one, number five, get ready. It's going to hit you. Let me give it to you. Number five, worry is unbelief. Wow. It is. Come on. Worry is unbelief. Because when you trust God, when you've got faith in God, you've nothing to worry about. Whenever we start to worry, it's in those tiny moments where we're like, I don't really trust God. Maybe I have to do this on my own strength. Do I really believe him? And we don't process that all of the time, because worry always scrambles our brain, doesn't it? But that's essentially what's going on. We're stepping away from his provision and we're starting to try to do it in our own strength. And maybe, just maybe, we're stepping into unbelief, because worry is unbelief. Worry is saying that God can't do it and I better do it and I'm going to have to do it, or somebody's going to have to do it and I'm worried about it because I know I can't do it because our heads are scrambled. But here's what Philippians 4:19 says. And my God, listen to this, and my God will meet all, A-double-L, small word, but has a huge impact, will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Let me ask you a big question. What does all not include? Like, what does all not include? Come on, let's be silly just for a minute, but what does all not include? Because it includes everything, doesn't it? Like, let's all go to the shops today. That means we're all going. Let's all do this. That means we're all going to do it. It's all going to be like this. That means it's all going to be like this. There is nothing outside of all. When he says all, he means it. He means it. He absolutely means it. And let that just settle in your heart just for a moment. This is why, as Christians, we have no need to step out from him. We have no need to pick up worry again, because he promises and he covers all, and there's nothing too hard for him. What's not included at all? Nothing. It's that simple. Nothing is outside of it. He covers it all. Praise God. And so finally, what are we going to do instead? Come on. If we realize that we can beat this thing and we realize it's a load of nonsense, like, what are we going to do instead? Because here's what I find. It's like, you can say, don't worry. But if you haven't given me something else to do, I'm going to keep worrying. It's just what happens. We need to replace. We need to do something else instead. And so let me give you two quick things. Number one, do not worry. You're like, what? I've heard this before. I've heard that over and over and over again. And most times when people say it, when I'm really worried, I just want to hit them. Because they're like, come on, do you not even care? Are you not even listening? Like, are you even getting where I'm coming from? Forget it. Because what we're saying in those moments is, what we hear is, they don't care. They're not interested. They don't want to know about me. And I'm back to square one, me against them. But can I tell you that they've started off well, they just haven't finished well? Because do not worry is actually a God thing. It's actually a God thing. It just needs, you need to finish off. You need to replace. You need to add in what he says instead. And so let's do that together. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious
about anything. You could be reading a different translation. Instead of anxious, it will say worry. But do not be anxious. Do not be worried. Do not be concerned about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Wow. So instead of worrying, what we're supposed to say is, do not worry, turn to God. Do not worry, pray. Do not worry, get into his presence. Now watch what's going to happen when you do this. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, I love what is being said here. I love this verse, but I love it even more when you have a think about it, which transcends all our understanding. Literally, what we're saying is that God's going to give you peace that will bypass your thinking, because your thinking is the problem. Your thinking is what's getting you worried. Your brain is scrambled. Your head is all over the place. And thank goodness God already knows this. And so he has promised to give you peace that transcends all understanding. In other words, it just floods through your mind anyway. You don't have to have figured it out. You don't have to have thought it out. You don't have to be able to rationalize it all out. This peace just hits you like a flood. And you're like, wow, okay. Suddenly feeling a whole lot different. Suddenly able to fight through this thing. Suddenly able to overcome. Suddenly able to live differently. This is the good news of God. Don't worry about it. It's a great start, but it's not all of it. Don't worry about it. Now start to pray. Now start to believe and get ready to receive peace. That is transformational. That is life changed forever. Do not worry. Turn to God. That's what we're saying today. Do not worry. Seek him. Pray. And then the second thing, do not worry. Secondly, flood your mind with greater truth. Flood your mind with greater truth. Have you noticed that we have more news than ever between racism, presidentials, run-ins coming up, COVID-19? Our news is never ending. We've got 24/7 news if you want to tune into it. We've got crisis reports every day at 5 o'clock. But here's what I find. Maybe you find the same thing. You watch them, and instead of getting happier, you start to worry more. You start to get more concerned. You're like, oh my goodness, I know they mean well. I know they're trying to fill me in with the latest information to keep me safe, but I feel more worried than ever. I feel more anxious than ever. I feel more concerned than ever. Let me tell you a real story. Back in March time, whenever we got the first news, this is in the UK, and our prime minister stands up and he says, hey, bit of bad news for you. It's like this whole thing's getting really bad, really, really fast. And if the truth is, if we get any more cases, there's no more equipment left. There's no more beds left. There's no more spaces left. That's it. You're just going to have to be at home and see what happens. And for a moment, I was like, whoa, he's literally just said you're dead. It's like, if you've got COVID and it's really severe, you're dead. We can't do anything for you. And in that moment, I was like, whoa. And it just hit me. And this worry and the anxiety and this fear just hit me like a ton of bricks. And for a moment, I was like, wow, this is it. And what happened was I started to believe a different report. I started to believe a report greater than what God said. I started to believe a report outside of him, because here's what I know, is that even what I hear, even what I receive, God's news is different. Even what I hear, even when I get the worst news in the world, I still know a better news. I still know a greater news. I still know that God's in control. I still know that he supplies all my needs. I still know that death has lost its sting. So for me as a Christian, death doesn't even hold any weight for me. I'm going to an eternity with him. This is incredible good news. But in that moment, when the fear hit, when the anxiety came, when the reality hit, I was like, oh. And I had to catch myself a moment or two later and reminded myself, no. I know a greater truth. I know better news. Can I tell you that even though we're getting lots of news right now, even though we're getting lots of updates right now, that is not good news. The only good news that there really is Jesus died for you. And he will give you a brand new start if you turn to him. He will take away your sins and your life will never be the same again. And you will go, instead of a lost eternity, to a found eternity. And you'll be with him forever. That's good news. Anything outside of that doesn't quite match up. It does not quite match up. Remind yourself of the good news. His is the best. There's an old saying that's been around for a long time. Quality is better than quantity. That's what I want to tell you. There is a lot of quantity of news out there right now, but it's the quality that counts. Let me give you some real quality to flood your mind. Romans 8:35. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Question mark. Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity? Sounds a bit like today. Or we are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? Question mark. Verse 37. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Wow. That's the report I needed to hear on that Tuesday night in March. That's the report that you need to hear every single day whenever you get the negative report, whenever you get the wrong phone call, whenever you get the bad letter, whenever you get the friend that says something they shouldn't have, whenever that old relationship comes back into your life, whether it be a boss or whatever, and it just knocks you for six and you're like, what on earth am I supposed to do? Whenever you're running on empty, whenever you're running scared, you need to know this word and it will transform you in this moment. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours in Christ Jesus. That is not only just good words on a page, that's reality for us as believers in Christ. If you don't know Jesus, then you can have this today by turning to Him. Here's the default mode of our world, fear. It's the default mode. Wherever you go, it's fear, fear, fear. And if you don't do anything, that fear is multiplying and growing in your life. And so no matter how much you try, you will never beat worry. You will never beat the doubts. You will never beat the fear, because the only thing that drives out fear completely is His perfect love. No other love works quite like it. No other love. Let's encourage our spirits. Let's encourage your hearts and make sure to flood your mind. Let me give you a couple of quick things as we're about to pray. Podcasts, amazing. If you need some podcasts, you want some info on them, send us a message. We'd love to fill you in with some incredible podcasts that you can listen to. Audiobooks, flood your mind with some incredible audiobooks that will encourage you and lift you up and speak life into your heart. Not just everything else that will dominate your thinking. Social media, YouTube videos, all those things that just want to dominate your life. And they're just flooding you with fear and worry and doubt, even when it looks like it's good. Because remember, there's no good news outside of Christ. Not really. His is the true good news. Worship the Bible. Get to know His word. Get to worship with Him. Let it change you. Daily devotion. Whatever it takes. Get all of those things going into your heart and watch how it transforms your life. Remember, worry without filling it with something else, you'll just continue to worry. I've been there. It's so hard to stop it. You've got to fill yourself with other things. You've got to transform your habits with God's. So lastly, hiding behind all worry is fear. Literally, when we strip it back, behind our doubts, behind our worry, behind just insecurity, it's always fear. It's this battle of fear. And yet love has destroyed that fear. Here's what I want to tell you. On the cross, for all the world to see, perfect love destroyed fear. This is the thing. Fear, worry, doubt wants to keep us hidden, wants to keep us withdrawn, wants to keep us back, wants to keep us isolated. But what did Jesus do? He made Himself a spectacle on the cross for everybody to see. And in that moment, love defeated all shame. Love defeated all sin. Love defeated all fear. And so when you're feeling hidden and withdrawn and feeling like you can't go nowhere, remind yourself of God's love, because His love literally destroyed it all. He made Himself a spectacle. He didn't do it in private. He did it in public so that life would never be the same again. And this is what He promises you today. This is what He promises you. And if you're a Christian, this is what you have. If you're not a Christian, then this is what you can have today. And I want to urge you to think about it. You can live a worry-free life. You will go through trials, of course. You're going to go through the battles. You're going to go through difficult times and troubled times, but you're going to go through them with God, because worry doesn't achieve anything. And what I find is, without Him, worry just is the default. Worry is just what happens. You cannot beat worry outside of Christ, because our world has been shaped and formed in fear because of sin. So let's deal with it. Let's get rid of it. So come on, we're going to pray today. If you don't know Jesus, I'm going to urge you to ask Him into your life and watch how He's going to transform you. So Lord, I pray for anybody who doesn't know you today. I pray, Lord, that if we're far from you or don't know you, that our lives are going to be different. Our lives are going to be changed. Lord, let's believe we're at the end of worry. We're at the end of dealing with our sin. We're at the end of trying to do it all ourselves. We want to give our lives over to you. And so I want to pray and I want to urge you. If you've got any sort of inkling, if you've got any sort of desire to get right with God, today is a great day to do it. Don't overthink it. Don't over-worry it. Don't try to make yourself all perfect before you come. Just simply come to Him and watch how He transforms your life. And so, Lord, I pray, if we're at this place, let's do it. Lord, I pray for every heart and every life that's far from you, that once walked with you. I pray for every heart and every life that doesn't know you today, but's ready to say yes. And so, come on, let's do it together. Jesus, we love you. And I ask you, for anybody who's ready, that you would come right now, take away their sins. Lord, they're aware. They need to get right with you. Lord, take away their sins. Give them a brand new start. Make them new creations in Christ. Lord, allow them to realize that they're no longer going to a lost eternity, but they're going to a found heaven with you. their lives will never, ever be the same again. And if you mean it today and you're ready for it, say yes to it. And then in that moment right now where you are, he has saved you, he has transformed you, and he has enabled you to go after him. Lord, I also pray for anyone else who's a Christian today and they're watching, tuned in. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we're done with worry. Worry is not who we are. Worry has not been ever a friend to us. It's never been kind to us. It's never done us any good. But your love has set us free. Your love has transformed us. Your love has driven away all that fear, all that worry, all that doubt. And so I pray today, Lord, maybe we're concerned with things. Maybe we're full of doubts. We're full of worries, full of anxieties. Lord, maybe we're still battling that monster that it's like comes to try and get us. It robs us of our sleep. It robs us of our thinking. It robs us of our family and our time and all the good things that we want in our lives. Lord, I pray for breakthrough right now, Lord. Breakthrough right now. And that your love would come right now. Your love would come afresh over our hearts. I pray, Holy Spirit, would you come right now? Let us just feel you. Let us know you. Let us experience your love all over again. It doesn't matter where we are, car, walking, at home, living room, wherever we find ourselves. Holy Spirit, you're right here today. You're right there with us. And I pray, Holy Spirit, right now, refresh us, anoint us, and fill us again with your wonderful love and take away all that worry, take away all that fear, take away all those doubts. Jesus, I just thank you for all the wonderful things that you're doing. I pray blessing over every heart and over every life in your precious name. Amen.